Alaska.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Wise Woman Health Program. Am I saying that right? Could I butcher it anymore? Susan.
Good morning, Rob. Wise Woman Women's Health Program.
Wise Woman Women's Health Program over at Search. Susan Suarez is the Women's Health Recruitment Coordinator, and you're having a big month this month, right?
It is. It's actually a fun month as well. It's very big. We have lots of different activities going on. And we've also teamed up with, that we do every year. This is about the fourth year we've teamed up with Sitka Community Hospital. And we get together, and then we ask other businesses throughout the town to team up as well. So it's a real collaboration of several different entities in Sitka to promote Heart Month.
Heart Month. And Heart Month, heart disease is still the big bad thing out there. It's isn't it like the number one?
It is the number one cause of death for number one for women, especially, mm-hmm. and number two, I believe, for men.
Okay.
So it is big and it's bad, but being big and bad doesn't mean that we can reduce our risk for heart disease, and there are several different ways we can do that. And throughout the month, we're giving Sitkins the opportunity to try different things that you may not have tried before to help reduce your risk
okay.
for heart disease.
And there's a calendar of these things in the Sentinel.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking at it right now. There's a lot of possibilities here.
There is. You know, you talk about heart disease, there's several things you can do to reduce your risk for heart disease. Well, of course, we all know one is not to do tobacco. That's one. Increase your exercise, eating healthy, and getting screened for heart disease to see if you're at risk. That's really important. So throughout the month, we put a little bit of almost all those through for people to go out and try and see.
How much exercise? How much are we talking about here?
Not much.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need to go out and run a marathon. I mean, most of us cannot do that. That's not realistic. What we want people to do is just to get out, you know, 3 to 5 times a week, 30 minutes of exercise. Just get the heart moving, get the heart pumping. And then think about eating healthy. Keep your heart pumping and working. And it's a big muscle that does a big job. It's got to keep your blood moving. I mean, it's one of the big organs there. And so it's really, really important.
And getting out, I mean, you use the word getting out, but in the winter, sometimes that's challenging. And I think the schedule has a lot of things, sort of indoor-based activities that people should check out.
Exactly. Well, we've had a lot of snow this year, so indoor activities are really important. Not that it's not great to get outside as well here in Sitka with sometimes the lack of light. But yeah, don't let the ice slow you down. And some of the activities we have ranges from Oceanside Therapy Center is doing a rock and rehab chair aerobics. So these are very simple activities that are heart healthy.
A what?
Yeah, it's rehab chair aerobics.
Okay.
And that's every Monday. That's going on from 2 to 3. So that's really great. And then in the evening, if you want to do something a little bit different, you can try, we're doing a refresh from 6:45 to 7:45 is doing a cardio Pilates. So every Monday, mm-hmm. you have something going on that you can try on Mondays. And then again on Tuesdays, we have a Why Is It Every Size class, and that's over at the Search Lighthouse. And that's working on healthy eating habits and healthy exercise. And, you know, we just like to reinforce that no matter what size you are, you can be healthy at any size. You don't have to be, you know, the typical model skinny person to be healthy. A lot of times those people aren't as healthy as people think they are because you don't see what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Sometimes people kind of mortgage their health to get
Correct.
That thin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can go through some of the other activities we have. Okay, so as we're moving through the week, this Friday, Refresh is having a free ab class. And that's one thing I do want to mention is all these classes, all these activities are free. You don't have to pay a dime to go see them because we want you to try them out and see if you like something new or different and to kind of motivate people. So we have an ab class from 12:15 to 12:45 on Friday. So this Friday, come check it out. That's at Refresh.
Right.
And then Saturday, the 11th, from 1 to 2, the Wise Woman Program and Refresh are teaming up to do a using heart monitors exercise and smoothie social. So we're going to talk about, you know, the benefits of using a heart monitor. And you and I were talking a little bit about heart monitors. And sometimes people don't put their heart rate at a correct heart rate to burn the most amount of energy, fat, and is healthy. And some people go the other extreme. They're too far. So using heart monitors can help you keep in a nice, healthy range.
Yeah, I think the heart rate monitor is like a tachometer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're driving, you know, if you're driving a stick shift, or you know, like if your engine is just, you know, is lugging, or if you're not, or if you're over revved or something, your heart rate monitor is just kind of a tool to let you see how your engine is doing. And I guess there are certain levels of activity where you want to be at kind of a certain level of effort, and it's kind of an interesting tool.
It's a tool. So come check it out, 1 to 2 Saturday at Refresh, and come get a smoothie. And then on Sunday, we have a couple different activities. Refresh is also doing a heart pumping cardio ball class. And then in from noon to 3 at Lakeside, we're doing blood pressure check. So come get screened, check out your blood pressure. It's free, and we'll be there from noon to 3. And then as the week goes, the next week, it's kind of the same classes, except for Friday, we have a couple new items. So Friday the 17th, we have a lunch and learn with Dr. Frybrush, and that's at Kettleson Library, and it's free. So bring a lunch, and he's going to talk about, you know, just being heart healthy. And then in the evening, there's a free Zumba class from 6:45 at Refresh. And that seems to be a real big thing around. I hear people talk about Zumba. Well, if you've never done it, come out and try it. It's your chance. It's free.
Latin-based aerobic exercise. Yeah.
And then I missed another one. Sorry. I got a lot of activities. on the 15th, we have another lunch and learn, and that's a yoga for stress relief with Crystal. And that's at Sika Community Hospital Classroom. So if you've never done yoga, here's a chance from noon to 1. Take a lunch break and check it out. So another one. Moving on, the next big thing you'll see is on the 24th. And I'll be back in, hopefully, to talk about this. We have the Pack the Gym Pink and Red at Sika High School and with Mount Edgecombe Girls Basketball Game. And that's a real big event we have. Because everything you do to reduce your risk for heart disease, reduce your risk for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so that's a real fun event. And the proceeds go to the Cancer Survivors Group.
And you had a good turnout last year, didn't you?
We did. Every year, actually, we have an amazing turnout because it's so fun to see. Everyone loves basketball. And, you know, seeing those girls being active at a young age is great. And it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And I think that will probably be might be senior night as well for our girls. So, and that's at Sitka High this time.
Not to mention our Sitka teams, our two teams in Sitka are good.
Good. Amazing. Yeah. So we have both boys and girls have done a great job. Mm-hmm. I had to put that plug in because you know, I coach for the cheerleaders. So moving on, that's the 24th. The 26th is another huge fun event. That's the Hames second annual Fine Hearts Camp. And if you went last year, you'll know it was a great thing. Cindy Edwards has been working on this hardcore, and 4 to 6. They got the rock wall going. I mean, it's going to be a neat event, as always, down there. They're really great. And moving on, we have two other activities to kind of end the month that are new. At the Hames Center, they're doing a TRX class from 1 to 2 on the 27th and the 29th.
TRX?
Yeah, that's kind of a weight cardio thing.
Cross-training kind of program? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then there's also, gosh, we have so much. I'm missing things. So that's really important. Check out the calendar on yesterday's paper and Friday. Hames has a spin class from 6 to 7 on the 22nd. Well, so it's just like so much.
We have covered so much. I'm wondering, so this calendar that you're looking at, where is it available? Where can people actually lay hands on this?
They are all over town. They should be plastered around town. And then they are like I said, in the paper. So Wednesday and Friday, they'll be in.
Of this week?
Of this week.
Okay. So it'll be out again tomorrow, mm-hmm. and if you could find yesterday's paper, it will be there as well.
Yeah.
Is it online by any chance?
It's not that I know of, unless some of the businesses, like Hames, was going to put it online.
Okay. All right. So your first stop might be the Daily Sitka Sentinel. Susan, before we go, I wanted to ask you that in the Wise Woman program, you don't have to name any names or anything, but I'm wondering, have you seen success stories what kind of results have you seen when people actually try and undertake these kind of small steps towards improving their cardiovascular health?
That's a really excellent question, and I do a lot of travel throughout the villages, and we do emphasize small steps with people, and I think we've had a lot of tremendous success in women in general, because that's what I work with, on making healthy improvements and not something drastic. So these little baby steps, just getting out more, walking, and getting those annual screenings, the blood pressure checks, checking to see your cholesterol. It's really important and a kind of eye-opener for a lot of people, just to start moving, eating healthy, reduce your sodium. I don't know if people read in the paper, I think it was two nights ago, there was a big article on heart disease and how the CDC has determined actually chips aren't the highest thing of fat, salt. It's really breads that are higher because they consume more of the breads and pastas for people.
Wow.
And so little steps, you know, just cutting little things out and increasing more of the natural foods like fruits and vegetables. But I have, and it's really fun because when I go out to the different villages, I'll see someone the next year or 6 months later and talk with them. And they'll be like, you won't believe what I did this year. And I'll check their cholesterol and their blood pressure, and it's come down, or they've lost, you know, not a lot of weight, but they've lost some weight, and they can just feel better, and they have a glow to them.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really, yeah, small steps can produce results that are really noticeable.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so, yeah, and today we're going to be putting red flags out also around the community. So if you see the red flags, that's that trigger. It's Heart Awareness Month. Reduce your risk for heart disease. Eat healthy. Get some exercise. And take care of it.
All right. Check out the calendar in last night's Sentinel or Friday's Sentinel. Susan Suarez is the Wise Woman's Women's Health Recruitment Coordinator. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking about Heart Month.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.